Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Move of your spirit here tonight. Hallelujah. Take your seats, but I want you to stay in the spirit because I see the Holy Ghost is going to just open, as you hear the word, open new dimensions. Open new things, because God says you are the possessors. You are the ones that I have preordained. Hallelujah. For such a time as preordained for this move of God's glory. Hallelujah. I see the glory of God move in a way that saints won't have any worries about money. No worries. Just be free to move with the Holy Ghost. Opening doors before you. Many of you here tonight, you've been trying to find a job. God says, I've got better than job. I've got provision. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, how is the Holy Ghost busy answering tonight? You've come hungry. There's something that Apostle Jacques said, Apostle Jimmy Crompton, last night, Apostle John Torrance said the same thing. He said, man, these people are hungry. And thank God he is answering tonight. Now, I want to minister to you tonight on days as heaven upon earth. That's what God has prepared. We're entering it. Days as heaven upon earth. Hallelujah. I want you to take your Bibles and we're going to read a bit of scripture and then we'll move from them. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1. Oh my God, the Holy Ghost is moving in this place. There's a spirit of revelation here tonight. Just get ready for the Holy Ghost to open new dimensions to your spirit here tonight. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 1. Are you there? Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food. And all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the extent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Hallelujah. And then I want you to look at Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we're going to read from verse 10. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed and your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season. The early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil, And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Verse 16, take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens, so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand. And they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens upon the earth. Hallelujah. Israel came out of Egypt. And when you look at Egypt, Egypt's really a type of the world. And when you read what happened to them, the Bible says it is examples to us. It is a shadow of the real. It is a type of what was to come. It's examples to us. So what happened to them is examples to us. And when you look at Egypt, Egypt's the type of the world. And of course, if you look at types, they came out of Egypt. When we got born again, we came out of the world. Then they went through the Red Sea of Moses, and they were baptized, and we got baptized. And they came out the other side alive, and then when you look at them, they came to Kadesh Barnea, and of course we know that over there the 12 spies went in to go and spy out the land. And 12 of them came back, 10 with a bad report, said we can't possess this land. And 2 came back with a good report, said the land is a good land. But 10 of them says we can't, said we cannot possess this land. It's too difficult. There's too many obstacles. It's too hard. Where is the promise? We've been here 3 years already. Where is the promise of the 3,000 seats? I remember the days when we were still in Berea Road and Pastor Fred used to speak about this church that we're going to build. And people started saying, where is it? Where is it? But thank God I was not one of the 10. I was one of the 2. Are you one of the 10 or one of the 2? I'm part of the 2, hallelujah. They had a good report and said, we are able to go. And then the Bible says they entered Canaan. And they brought, when they entered Canaan, they brought the fruit of the land with such abundance. The fruit was so abundant that 2 of them had to carry one cluster of grapes. 2 of them to carry that cluster. They brought pomegranates and other fruits so abundant, so huge that they couldn't believe their eyes. They came from Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. And in that land, we know the Bible says there were giants in that land. And of course, the 10 says, we're not able. There's too much difficulties there. You have to make confessions of faith in the midst of giants. You have to possess while the giants are sitting on your promises. There's too many problems over there. And besides, we like grasshoppers. And the Bible doesn't say in their sight we like grasshoppers. It says in our sight we like grasshoppers. Important that you start seeing who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Bible says Caleb quieted the people. Caleb said, give quiet. Listen, sometimes to have the victory, all you need to do is be quiet. You know, the book of Proverbs says, even a fool seems wise when he keeps his mouth shut. Amen. I tell you, I've had times when I want to give up and I just keep quiet. If you got nothing good to say, don't say it. Amen. Don't never admit defeat. Amen. Fake it till you make it. I'll never forget when I was given that golf set by Brother Wilbur when he left for Australia. He was a professional golfer. He gave me his golf because we went to go drop him at the airport. And he gets on the plane and he's too much weight. And so he said, Pastor Johnny, I'm giving you my golf kit. And I mean, I can't play golf to save my life. He gave me this golf kit. I mean, pro stuff and the clothing, everything. And man, so just shortly after that, there was a fundraiser and they're going to play four ball. And I said, okay, then I'll go because I've got a pro golf kit. Amen. And I got there and I tell you what, I was kitted out. I was amongst the pros. And I looked even better than them because I had like a real golf. I mean, they looked at my golf clubs and, hey, this guy. And I'll tell you what, I walked out with that golf set. I mean, fully kitted. Walked out and I was walking amongst them. And I'll tell you what, I delayed hitting my first ball as long as I possibly could. Because while I was walking, I was looking good. Amen. I mean, I played the part in full. It wasn't until I hit the ball that people, nah. And I'll tell you, all you need to do is don't say anything. Don't let the enemy know that you're ignorant. Don't let the enemy know that you got a bit of fear and you got a little bit of, you know. You just fake it till you make it. You just walk boldly. Hallelujah. Amen. I've noticed even if the dog wants to attack you, you just walk boldly. Amen. Hallelujah. You just walk. And the Bible says that they saw themselves as grasshoppers, and Caleb quieted the people. They said, we are well able to do this thing. And I want to say to this church tonight, you are well able to possess the land. You are well able to possess the land and to step into the days of the heavens upon the earth. Hallelujah. So Caleb said to him, don't rebel against the Lord. And in Numbers 14:9, he says, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Hallelujah. Whatever you come across, their protection has departed from them. There's nothing they can do. They've already actually been dispossessed. Hallelujah. So remember, when we look at this scripture, the Bible says what happened to them is example for us, so we can understand these things. Hallelujah. It's a type of what we have today. What's the type? Like the days of heaven upon earth. Canaan is that type. Hallelujah. They came into that land by baptism and by faith entered that land, the promised land. They entered Canaan land. And listen, Canaan is not a type of heaven. For too long, the church has been lied to that Canaan is a type of heaven. Canaan's not a type of heaven. It could not be, because there were still battles to fight. There were still walled cities. There were still giants to overcome, cities to take. Heaven is nothing. Heaven, there's no cities to take. There's no walls built. There's no giants. We're talking about Canaan land. Talking about the promises that you have. Canaan land is a type of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Canaan is a type of our rights and privileges that we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Days of heaven upon earth. Don't you sense that? When we worship like this in the glory, It's like heaven on earth. Days as of the heavens on the earth. Hallelujah. Notice it says, the land that you go to possess is a land of hills and valleys, and it drinks the rain of heaven. Hallelujah. This land we possess, these promises we possess, drinks the rain of heaven. Hallelujah. It's saturated by the glory of God. The rain of the Holy Ghost is busy falling in this place here tonight. It's a type of the Holy Ghost. The Bible speaks of it earlier as the latter and the former rain. Hallelujah. And in Deuteronomy 11:14 says, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season. The early rain and the latter rain. That you may gather your grain, your new wine, and your oil. Everybody says, in the latter rain, I will gather my grain, my new wine, and my oil. Hallelujah. Everybody say, in the former and latter rain, I will gather my grain, my new wine, and my oil. Now in the New Testament, in case you thought, well, that's Old Testament, Pastor Johnny. The New Testament, James says in James 5:7, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. Hallelujah. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Hallelujah. Listen, the promised land is not afar off. The promised land is upon us. It is ours today in Christ. The promised land is the land of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. It's a land of resurrection life, the way God planned it to be. Let me tell you, I'm glad I'm alive in this end time generation. I'm going to walk as a giant on the land. I'm going to walk as a possessor on the land. I'm going to walk on the land as the days of heaven on earth. That's God's word for you. It shall be heaven on earth. No matter how tough it is for you right now, when the glory comes, when the Holy Ghost comes, He gives you the days of heaven on earth. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the Bible says all promises in Him are yes and amen. Have you ever wondered what we are heirs of? We are heirs and joint heirs in Christ Jesus. You're heirs of every promise. Hallelujah. Every heavenly blessing. Who makes those promises real? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So you step into the promised land. You step into the land of the Holy Ghost, into the glory that God has prepared. Man, I'm glad we named this conference Immersed in Glory. Hallelujah. Your days are going to be like heaven on earth. Somebody say amen. I said your days are going to be as the days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. This promised land is the land of the Holy Ghost. You know, they used to sing, when we all get to heaven. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. One day, after I die. Well, if you want to leave the promises till after you die, you're welcome. But I'd rather grab a hold of them right now. Hallelujah. 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 And where are those promises? They're in the Holy Ghost. They're in the days of the former. This land we enter is a land that God Himself waters. It's the waters of the Holy Ghost. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let the floodgates of heaven be open and let it rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a land that God Himself waters. That God Himself brings His promise. Thank God He gives us the former and the latter rain together. Hallelujah. That means a quick thing. That means the promises of God. You don't have to sow the seed and wait a long time between. He gives both so that the seed is instantly growing. Because listen to this. I spoke to you last week about seven dimensions of glory. One of the dimensions is the spirit of knowledge. Do you know the Bible says knowledge will cease? In other words, the dimension of knowledge, there's no individual knowledge. We all know all things. Hallelujah. Think of it. What is most trade in the world based on? It's based on you having knowledge others don't have. Hello? Amen. In fact, those who have knowledge others don't have, they rise to the top. Amen. Now, I say this dimension, God's going to give you the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. The dimension of knowledge. Amen. Where you have the knowledge of God, you have an advantage. I'm ready for an unfair advantage. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. You don't know why you do something, but it's just you just got knowledge. You just know. Amen. Because he is the spirit of promise. Hallelujah. We are saturated with the rain. What does the Bible says? What does the Bible says? It says that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will take of what is mine. In other words, every revelation that is in Christ, every authority, every blessing, every promise, everything that is in resurrection Jesus, he will take of what is mine and reveal it to you. Reveal it to you. Let the spirit of revelation fill this house here tonight. Hallelujah. The revelation of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you enter that dimension, this is what God has prepared for us. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:13, he is the spirit of promise. Hallelujah. What will he do? Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This glory that's here tonight is a seal of the Holy Spirit of promise. What promise? The promise of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. The promise of the fullness. You see, the promise of the Holy Ghost, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing held back. You're about to enter the glory. And it seems impossible for you. But God's opening new dimensions in your life. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring it into your life. You experience your days, says the Lord, shall be as heaven on earth. In the midst of lack, you will be a living well. Hallelujah. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living waters. And the glory. And God says you won't be depending on others, but they will come to you to drink. Hallelujah. For a well shall spring up from your innermost being. Glory, 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 glory. The Holy Spirit of promise. The Bible says, verse 14 of Ephesians 1, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. You say, how do you know it's going to happen? Because the Holy Ghost is a guarantee. Come on, somebody says, whoa, glory. Whoa, glory. So we say, thank you, Holy Ghost. You are the guarantee. How do you sense the Holy Ghost on you tonight? He is with you tonight as the guarantee. Hallelujah. See, when the Spirit of God rests on you, that latter rain, the former rain, the Spirit of promise rests on you. That's a realm in which you possess what God has given. Hallelujah. And it's not dependent on earthly things. It's the impossible. It's a manifestation of the fullness of the glory of the promise manifest in the midst of an impossible situation. Be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This realm of glory, you don't need something from outside. The environment doesn't have to be right. The spirit of promise is manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Man, that's a realm of the miraculous. Hallelujah. Why? Because then out of your innermost being flows miracle. Be. In the midst of lack, be. Comes from the innermost being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Man, I'm just reminded of the Holy Ghost here tonight. Tonight, all of you got marriage problems. It's over. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Complete restoration. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Holy Ghost makes you whole. You know, my wife and I got married. We were both needy, man. Hey? You marry a lady, you think she's going to help you. She's going to help you. She's just as needy as you are. Huh? You marry him, he looks, oh, he's got it all together. And when you get married to him, find he's a little boy. Just as needy as you are. Amen. But it's when you start tapping into the source. Hallelujah. The source himself. This glory. Hallelujah. Because some of you look at me and say, how's that going to be? Because the glory is going to cause the source, the origin, to spring forth from your innermost being. And the Lord says, your spouse shall drink from you. Hallelujah. Man, there's an anointing in this place. Whoa, I'm glad I came tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For your days shall be as the days of heaven on earth, says the Lord. It's written for us as an example. It's written for us so that we can see, hallelujah, what we can live in. Somebody say amen. Amen. He says, who is the guarantee? Mo shabange sekenaya. How do you bring the guarantee on the scene? You just pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the guarantee. Hallelujah. Of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Hallelujah. In other words, everything Jesus bought, redeemed in you. Hallelujah. Redeemed in you. So when the world sees you, they say, oh, Jesus redeemed that part. You're living in something that you can't have in the natural. But you're living in the redemption of the purchased possession that he bought with his own blood. Pastor John showed us here last night and carried the cross. What he bought with his own blood. That's the purchased possession. Oh, my Lord. I'm feeling a little bit like I'm drinking, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Canaan land is the type of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Being immersed in the Spirit. It's the type of the Holy Spirit. Healing. Blessing. Canaan's a type of prosperity. Hallelujah. Provision. Every promise that's found in the Bible. For in Canaan land there shall be no lack. Hallelujah. For the Lord himself's eyes are on it continually. God's own eyes are on his promises continually. When you're in the inheritance, when you're in the guarantor of the purchased possession, God himself's eyes are on that land to ensure. Ooh, my Lord. Man, I sense the Holy Ghost ready to pour out the former and the latter rain here tonight. Hallelujah. We've been too long living at Kadesh Barnea. Having been redeemed and looking into the promises and being told it's for one day. No, God says, step over into Canaan. Canaan land is my possession. Canaan land is my land of heaven on earth. I will walk in the glory. A stone has been given to me. Did you read that in Revelation? A stone has been given to me. A white stone upon which is written a name that God himself and you know. Such depth, nobody else can perceive this thing that God has prepared. Woo! I feel like I'm walking in the midst of fiery stones here tonight. Oh, let it rain here tonight. I sense the Holy Ghost raining on your spirit, raining on your soul right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And each one coming into the possession of the promise of the Holy Ghost. You see, the enemy will do everything to keep you out of it. But you have to just step into that. Amen. I think we as a church don't pray enough in the Holy Ghost. Right there where you stand, don't know what to do. God knows what to do. Your spirit knows what to do. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. For nothing shall be impossible. For this is the promise of God. This is the realm of the glory where your day shall be as heaven on earth. It's such glory tonight. Teramaya. Samati. Taranasiridai. My spirit man is grabbing a hold of this here tonight and it's glorious. Rinke shinkin sankin sinkun sinkin tankun tikin inkun sinkin. They're mysteries. They're not revealed to the natural man. They're mysteries imparted to the spirit. Mareke sinkere kintera. For the struggles are over. For this land, says the Lord, is not as the land of Egypt, where you watered by foot. Read that scripture. Let me read that. Man, that's incredible. For the land which you go to possess, Deuteronomy 10:11, is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot. We had to work hard. We had to put all your efforts in. It's not like that land. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban Code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.